episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
All right. Did you send it
there
to John?
There we go. The
yeah.
So there's the I remember When I Was Young by Matt Taylor, 1973. Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
This is the after show, me and Rick. Okay. So
Rick and Rollo.
If
there is anyone stupid enough to be listening to this show and they want to join in, you're quite welcome to.
Well, I was born in 1969. Who was stupid enough to stick their penis into my mother's vagina and have me?
Your father was?
Yes, my father, yes. And exactly.
I reckon he'd be fascinating to talk to. I reckon your father is just full of interesting stories.
He's my wife, right? Seriously. My father.
You mean the wife that you haven't married yet?
Yeah, that's right. We didn't get married, but my wife actually has the most beautiful what's his name, the guy with the blue eyes with the
Frank Sinatra.
No, not Frank Sinatra. His name's Viggo Mortensen. Have you ever heard of him?
He's the actor that came and saved the day for Lord
Viggo Mortensen. He's got a beard. Yeah. Well, Chrissy's got a picture of Viggo Mortensen on her wall, and she absolutely look, he's a very good looking fella.
Can I just tell you that Cheryl Ladd turned 75 yesterday?
Cheryl Ladd. Why do I remember that name?
Charlie's Angels. You're listening.
Rick and Roller.
Be told.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Art of condensation, the after show, but it could get tied in with the whole lot and just get, you know, because
it could be now. Peter Russell Clark says Cheryl Ladd
was the $6 million man's wife. Farrah Fawcett Majors.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett Majors. Oh, my goodness.
In the show, Charlie's Angels, that was in the 70s. If you weren't watching
my favorite one was Smith.
Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith. Everyone loved Farrah Fawcett, didn't they? Because of those beautiful ringlets that she had, that blonde. Yeah, but Jacqueline Smith.
She didn't have large mammaries, but she had really nice, to me. She looked.
Oh, tits.
You know,
tits. Tits. Yeah, tits. Exactly. Boobs. Yeah, we call them.
But
yeah.
I think I've seen a picture of.
Do you like side boob?
A pair of shorts.
I always like side boob, you know, where you get the essence of boob. You know, the side boob? Yeah. One of those.
You should be working in a bikini shop with Verilicious. I think she knows about side boobs and bikinis.
Yeah. What's wrong with side boob? I mean,
nothing. If you look to me,
I think
I always said this when because I've had a number of partners always complained that their breasts were too small, and I said, they're going to look fantastic when you're in your 40s and 50s and maybe 60s.
Well, they become like, you know, fried eggs or something, don't they? Like,
but no, they go, no, they're like wet socks. Wet socks, I would say, is the best description.
How many, you know, fake boobs? Like, you know, where you look underneath the boob and you can see that where they put what? What are they
called?
Can
I tell you something interesting, Rob?
Whatever. Yeah.
When I became single about, was it 7 or 8 years ago?
Yeah. Fake tits.
I went on whatever, you know, a couple of dating things, which I've not.
Oh, okay. An app on your phone.
And I would say that at least 4 or 5 girls that I interacted with had had their breasts.
Interacted. Ultra. Are you saying where you know, had little intercourse of a sexual nature?
I got to see what the new thing that was became a normal thing that women were getting.
What?
Breast augmentation.
Okay.
And
yeah.
the most boob and job. I'll say this.
From, it's called boob job. It's a boob job. Yeah.
And the thing that I noticed, and as one said. And she, you could not tell these were
they were that, you know, good. You could not tell that they were
not at all.
But wow, she there you go.
She had it. They were put under the muscle of the chest, not over the top. And it was a different technique. There's all these different techniques for breast augmentation, and I couldn't tell.
What is it about man and boobs?
I'll tell you why. It's the most important thing, and I've witnessed this live, seeing a baby emerge from between
I was breastfed yes, when I was a kid.
Yep. And I'd say,
and I loved I yep. I still not, I would still do it.
When you look at the design of the human body,
yeah,
the breast and the buttocks, the bum, the bottom, had the same kind of...
Why is women's bottoms so sexy?
Because they look like breasts.
They do.
They remind you of breasts. Yep.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
It is.
No, it is, 100%. And that's why we look at these things.
One of my friends said,
even
why do they put the fun factory right next to the sewer?
Yeah, that's that.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, you know. But anyway, more serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a fantastic book which I've got in my voluminous library.
Okay.
Called Man Watching by Desmond Morris. Now, Desmond Morris would have to be guaranteed a part of the culture creators, because this book was a mega big book back in the day.
Desmond Morris. Okay.
Desmond Morris. And it's called Man Watching. And it's about the human nature of man, and man being woman and man. So there's man is in the word woman. It's man and woman. It's the same thing.
Yep.
And I think he goes into detail about the fact that the breast and the buttock, you know, the same shape, you know, attract you. And it's a subconscious thing. It's a subconscious thing, because I've seen it in action where the baby comes from out of the woman's vagina. Mm-hmm. And basically she moves him up and he knows exactly where to go, straight onto the nipple, boom, within, you know, less than minutes of coming out of the womb.
Yep.
They are attracted. Now, women are attracted to the same shape as well.
That's the thing. The pain of birthing, I know.
The pain that they're going through when they give birth naturally is that they actually do forget about it, because it's so intense that they actually block it out in their memory.
Because the Western
birth, they put them on their back. And I wish Frank the Salt.
You're not supposed to have a baby that way. You meant to squat.
Exactly. And it comes out that way. And there's someone that's ready to catch the poor little fellow or woman coming out of the.
I saw one of the funniest well, not funny, but the birth, where she was wearing tights, and she just leant over, and they boom. Just captured it on video, yep. and the thing didn't, because she was wearing tights, it actually saved the baby from actually hitting concrete, like,
well, exactly. I just think it's, if it's done on the natural way of doing it, which is basically squatting, it just comes out and boom. But obviously the Western way, which is where they lie on their back and they, you know, be way more agonizing.
That's right, because we've all been taught how it's like a medicalized thing.
Yeah.
Whereas I always thought, what's it called? What are they called? The mother, daughter? Back in the day, midwife.
I think it's called a doula, midwife or doula.
Yep.
D-O-U-L-A. Yep. I think doula is the word.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, so obviously your mother or someone that's had a, or grandmother, there's obviously be a grandmother or type that would come in and say, this is how it's going to happen. You don't lie on your back and try and, imagine trying to lie on your, or you just visualize this. If you want to go to the toilet tomorrow you know, someone said, Rollo, don't go sit on the toilet or squat, go and lie on your back and try and do a shit. It's not going to be pain. It's going to be terrible. It's not going to work very well.
I see what you're saying.
See what you mean? It's like, it's completely unnatural.
Sorry to cut you off there, Rick, but
you can cut me off.
Well, there was Roy Scheider, the very last thing he said it was on Family Guy, and he said
he was all at Family Guy.
How to take a shit, and that there's a very
Roy Scheider was on
Roy
Family Guy.
Scheider, how to take a shit? Yeah, it's the very last thing he did. He said, you don't try like Elvis Presley, right? Like. He hadn't had a shit in like 4 months.
I don't know about that the whole story, but I do remember in 1976 or 77 being at school, and across the radio at the school they said Elvis Presley's died, and I remember
my mother was crying.
You know, my cousin burst into tears because he just suddenly got into Elvis Presley, and all of a sudden. Came out, and I kind of remember him crying. This wouldn't surprise me, you know, because people.
It could.
He was a deity.
He's the king. He's absolute king. Apparently, he was a bit of a naughty boy. He liked underage girls.
He was I have to say this. He was no one looked as good as Elvis Presley.
Mm.
Because he had the hair, the body, you know, but and he had everything.
1969 to when he went Fat Elvis. What happened? He went to Vegas. He went to Vegas, right?
He went to Vegas, but he was also an obsessive theosophist. And okay.
What's a theosophist?
A theosophist is someone that's into theosophy, which is kind of created, and it's kind of a masony kind of thing as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
is that like free masonry? Like,
yeah, for sure. But it's and it, you know they've got rebranded. But it's too complicated, but. Okay. Theosophy is a cross between philosophy and theo something like you know like there's a there but it's a big thing and Elvis was obsessed with theosophy and he had the books the same books as by coincidence I've got in my.
Do you know there's a new movie coming out? There's a new movie coming out with his girlfriend at the time. What was her name?
Priscilla. Oh, yeah.
Priscilla Presley, right?
Yeah.
There's a new movie called it's called The Naked Gun.
Oh yeah, yeah. She was in Naked Gun.
She was. Yep. And I swear
that was with the original actor.
What's his name?
You know what? She's still alive, so she could be in the new. Okay, there you go.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
The original was Leslie Nielsen, and Leslie Nielsen didn't become a comedic actor until later in his career. He was in
the Forbidden Planet, which is what. Yes. Now, I'm going to tell you now. When you were a kid in the 70s. Mm. And that show.
Yeah, who was in Forbidden Planet? That was with that beautiful woman, Jane Fonda?
No, that was Barbarella.
Okay, keep going.
Science. Yep. No, Forbidden Planet had Leslie Nielsen. It was a serious science fiction film, which is based on The Tempest by Shakespeare.
Okay.
But, hey, this is, we're getting, the after show is actually better than the first show.
So. Keep going.
For this stuff,
Leslie.
So The Tempest, which is a show. So it's about a spaceship that lands on a planet, and whatever the there's a there with the name of the planet. It is basically Shakespeare's The Tempest, and they encounter this invisible id, which is this invisible alien, which and the special effects. Was so good. I can remember school holidays, 1973 or 74.
Yep.
This movie came out in the 50s, right?
Yeah.
I can remember all of us kids watching this movie and just going, I don't know if we said fuck, but we said far out. This is like there. It was a fantastic science fiction movie. The special effects was a second to none back in the day. We're talking about.
What's it called? It's called. Do you remember not Star Trek? What's it called? Star Wars.
It was up there. It came out 10 years before Star Trek.
It's called practical effects, right?
Mm. Mm. Yeah, but what they did, this invisible alien and all the soldiers that were on board the ship were firing this laser beams, to try and
you could see watched the Rogers the 20th.
Yeah, but if you today right now tonight, if you play the Forbidden Planet original with Leslie Nielsen,
watch
it, you will sit there and there's at no stage where you go, oh, that looks fake. It looks like it's really good special effects for. Wow. A movie that came out in 1958 or 59, whatever it was.
His voice is up there with John Laws. It's like the way, remember Airplane? Everyone remembers it.
Yeah,
where he just walks in and goes,
"Don't call me Shirley."
Yeah, exactly. but he they knew that he was a funny guy, and
it was interesting that George Peppard, who played Hannibal,
the A-Team,
what a great TV show that was.
I loved it. Nobody got killed in the A-Team, right?
Yeah,
with all those gunshots going.
It was Mr. T and Murdoch that was played by. I can't remember who.
Yeah, exactly. Have we got any of them? Are they still alive? I think Dwight Schultz is still alive.
He could be. Dwight Schultz was Murdoch. Mm.
Yep. And I think Pace.
Mr. T's still alive.
I think Mr. T. The only one we've lost is Pace, played by
the guy from Battlestar Galactica.
That's it. That was the funniest thing at the beginning of that, where he looks and he goes and he looks at the Battlestar Galactica robot and he just goes, and he just and he the points at,
the Cylons.
Exactly. Yeah. It was absolutely hilarious.
That was a great show. Yeah. That was a great show.
Do you remember
show,
Lorne, Lorne Green?
Lorne Green. He was in charge. Yeah, that was the Battlestar Galactica, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if Lorne Green's in a movie, if Lorne Green is in any film, there's a there with it. Like, the guy was a...
He was in westerns back in the early days.
Bonanza.
Yeah, with Michael Landon, right? Is that right?
Michael Landon and Hoss, the big, what's his name?
Brilliant. Yeah.
And he died young.
Do you remember that computer game TV show that we kind of like, you know, what was it called? It was in 1994, Chrissy. What was the name of that? What was the name of that
computer game?
That computer, the very first computer. What's it called? give me a second. Yeah. Give me. No. The one where the computer. The computer one where he didn't know he was a toy. He didn't know he didn't know he was the toy. It was Tim Allen. It was a movie back
the one
in
that
19.
You want us to remake. You're talking about the movie that
he didn't know he was the toy. It was just
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear and Toy Story. My wife just lost. It was fantastic.
I watched every single one of them except for the last one at the theaters.
Oh, yeah, I heard the last one sucked.
Yes, apparently so.
But I
didn't have children till I was late 30s, right? Those movies were, and every time I was working in different houses, every kid was watching Toy Story. And then when I finally watched them, I love the first three.
Who did the voice of the stretchy dog?
Don Rickles.
That's the stretchy dog. Yeah.
Not sure.
But Rick and Rollo.
You're listening to
all of the after.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
We're talking about Toy Story. Toy Story. I saw Toy Story. I think I enjoyed Toy Story 2.
More than
the first one. Because I think they just put so much effort into it. Pixar. And the third one I didn't like because I went and watched it because it was in 3D. And I hate those 3D glasses.
Was that the one that had the bad guy was Newman? Hello, Newman.
Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight. Was Wayne Knight in the third or the second? I think the second. Possibly he played the guy that was collecting.
He's such a good voice actor. Yeah, yeah. Look, but when it comes to voice acting, it's got to be, you know, your cocaine theme. What's his name?
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, right? He spent 2 years in, you know,
jail.
Federal pump me out the ass. Yeah.
You know, he was dealing with a fair bit of cocaine.
A massive amount of cocaine. It was a massive amount in 1978 or something. Yeah, like seriously, but you know what? If cocaine is not the funnest drug there is to.
It's got to be the best
drug in the whole world.
And this makes you want to talk. It makes you want to talk and get excited.
Oh, well, alcohol.
Alcohol and cocaine go hand in hand.
Exactly. When I did the Dexys,
sorry.
And Dexys and the booze. It's classic, you know.
Sorry, I'm sneezing.
I can hear you. Me too. I sneeze. Yeah, definitely.
Change the subject though. I'll definitely go and get your eyes. Definitely go get your eyes looked at.
Oh yeah, my eye. Let me ask my wife.
Free sneezes.
My wife, Chrissy. How's my eye looking?
Wonky.
Just say, look, we're not on air.
Yes, we are, Christy. We're on air.
Okay.
We're on air.
Hello.
Hi, Christy. Yeah, but Rollo, I just said to him, yes, we are on air, apparently, but he needs to go and see someone if his eye's still red after all day.
Oh, look, it's pointless. I've given up wasting my breath.
Look, I know, but...
When his eyeball falls out, you know, who gives a shit?
He is actually looking a bit better.
I was seriously worried last week. I really thought it was going to have to come out.
Well, far out.
It looks so bad. I couldn't even look at it. I was going to puke.
So, because I do know that at the moment, I do notice in different houses I go to, there's particular stuff, and I'll read it, you can go to a chemist without a prescription and get the stuff, it's C-H-L-O-R, it's called Clorsig, C-H-L-O, and it's
1%. I got him some of that, and he wouldn't.
Oh, good.
He used it for 2 days, and then he wouldn't use it anymore.
Well, you've got to use it every single day.
It's an antibiotic, but I actually think it is coming good. But he said his eye doesn't really hurt anymore, so that's good.
So I'd say he got an infection in the eyeball.
He's had it before, but it just kind of went away. So I don't know what he did to it.
I know what you're dealing with. Yeah. I'll just say that. So he must be, how long before he actually moves into his house?
Oh, I'm trying to push him in there tomorrow. We've got some issues with the NBN, but I think he might have to just go in there and just start living there. Otherwise, all his stuff's there and he's not there.
You're going to have to, Christy, yeah, I'm going to have to tell you that. You're going to have to get him out because he's too comfortable where he is. I'm going to have to live on air. Rollo is too comfortable where he is.
I think if you guys set a housewarming date, he's got to be good.
Hey, Rollo, next week, housewarming.
Yeah.
I probably could do next Saturday if he had to do. I probably could do that. You're going to have to kick him out.
I've got a new lounge coming next Friday. Mine.
Oh, for your...
The one that he's been on.
And can I just say that without any prejudice, I would say that's a good idea that you would get a new couch. You are going to have to take him over there and say, Rollo, this is your new house. There's your fridge. Go and buy some food. Go to Aldi or wherever.
We've bought quite a bit of food already, like the pantry stocked, but just not the fridge.
All good.
So, we're getting there. But, yeah, he's still got a heap of stuff to unpack. Yeah. So I've still got a heap of stuff to unpack, but we've been through a bit of stuff last weekend. I've been flat out this weekend, so tomorrow we're going to do some more.
Sorry, Christy. You're just going to have to this is the word. Go hard and push him out and push him over there. And once he gets there, he'll be fine.
Yeah. It's just, you know, fear of the unknown, I think, for him.
Fear of the unknown. I can hear Rosie snoring in the background.
Yeah, she's right next to me at the moment. All right, I've just got to go check. I'm just cooking something.
Thanks, Christy.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you.
All right. Bye.
Like, seriously, isn't she just the most wonderful human being on this planet?
Well, she's putting up with you, Rollo. She has to ring the
clock. Yeah. Jason said that, like, we watched it the other night. I've never, ever have seen something so... when it comes to movies, it's probably John Wick when it comes to revenge. Now, why do we like John Wick so much? Because you tread on a dog.
Yeah, but that's going back to, we were talking about Clint Eastwood before. If you want to watch the best revenge movie, you watch Sudden Impact, and the reason that he goes out and kills every single one of Sandra Locke's tormentors is because they kick, and it's Boris that basically. Someone kicks Boris in the head, and Boris comes limping out, and he sees Boris, who I'm talking about here, the dog that I look after every couple of weeks.
It's a beautiful dog. It's up there with Rosie.
British bulldog. Yeah. He's a British bulldog, and in the movie Sudden Impact, the British bulldog comes out limping, and he looks at it, and he knows that they've kicked his dog, and that's when he goes. He picks up the special handgun and goes and kills every single one of those people. And if you look at John Wick and listen to the way he talks, he's talking like Clint Eastwood in Sudden Impact the whole way through. You know, always like this, he talks like this. And it's the same voice.
And that's not bad because I never thought that Keanu Reeves was that good an actor. Mm-hmm. Hugo Weaving that really and that beautiful what's her name the pretty girl I swear it's like one of the what's her name who plays the
Carrie Ann Moss
there you go. Absolutely beautiful.
I got to look at that girl in the eye.
You took her to the bathroom.
But back in those days, I had a very good looking girlfriend that was way better looking than her. I would say
that's okay. And,
I never looked at her with lust. I looked at her like you're very good looking, but.
I would say, when it comes to the prettiest girl, I would say Kylie Minogue. She didn't have the best boobies in the world, but...
That's, again, what I keep telling girl. Any girl that's got smallish breasts...
Now, who married his sister? We talked about him last week. Yeah, we lost him, yeah.
He passed away. That was really strange that he would die.
We lost. What's his name? Hey, Chrissy, who do we lose?
Both of us, the memories are fucked at the sound of it. I've had too many beers, Rollo.
His name was Julian McMahon.
Julian McMahon, yeah. He's married to Danny Minogue.
And we lost...
Danny Minogue had plastic surgery and had her nose done, and to me became way more attractive. So something about noses that can change a whole face, but Danny.
Oh, yeah, it's called rhinoplasty.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, when he had, like, he could not stop getting rhinoplasty. Like,
well, that's a story, but yeah, he did look to be honest.
I got teased like you wouldn't believe. I always got teased about having a big nose. Yeah.
I don't think you got a big nose. Have you got a big nose?
But the thing is, I've had a little bit of, well, I had tonsillectomy, whatever you call it. You know, I got the.
Yeah, yeah.
But I.
You haven't had your nose shrunk.
I just look at the end of the day, like, what was that woman who, absolutely beautiful woman, her name, Chrissy. Who was that woman?
Ask me.
That had the nose job
From
Bridget Jones's diary.
No, it was.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the nose when what's her name from Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing.
Oh, Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey. When she had
Jennifer Grey, yes.
Yes, yeah. Yes, she became more attractive to me, possibly. But I actually think she was attractive before she had a nose. And there's nothing wrong with a big nose on a female.
That's right. Because she had a hook nose and they botched her fucking rhinoplasty.
No, they didn't. They did a perfect nose reconstruction.
You reckon they did? Okay.
She just didn't look like she used to look, and so
she said, people wouldn't even recognize her anymore. Like
they did. Well, I wouldn't
because most, like. People, her
men
and
I know men, friends of mine, that are actually attracted by
Her and Patrick Swayze had a little bit of a contract, a little bit of, you know, on that movie. What was it? Red Dawn. Yeah, Red Dawn. And then when they, what did they do? I swear it was. Let's go out with that song.
We're not. Please, Rollo, we're not playing that. But you name a song.
Come up with
a song and we'll play it. And I'm gonna go.
But I remember. I remember
for the after show. What's the song you'd like to hear?
AC/DC. How about AC/DC? What was that? The really crappy album that they, because the fantastic thing about AC/DC is like, do you remember Phil Rudd? Okay.
Yeah.
You remember Phil Rudd? Who hits the drums harder than Phil? Phil Rudd. He's still with us. Yeah. Dave Evans. See, I thought it was Mark Evans. No, it's
Mark
Dave
Evans.
Dave Evans
is the bassist.
Yeah, that's right. I fucked up last week.
If you've got a song to end the after show, but I think
can
the
whole I sit,
gonna be put together.
Can I sit next to you, girl?
No.
Please. Now, Who sings it there? Which Bond version?
Dave Evans does one, and Bond does one.
What song would you like? What's your favorite AC/DC song? My favorite AC/DC, Dirty Deeds Done Dirty, I'd say. Remember Dirty Deeds?
Yep. No, Ride On. Of the album.
Yeah, they apparently they won't play Right On. You know why? Because of when Bond left the building,
Bad, but I look Well, then we'll play it. Then we'll play Ride On by Bon Scott.
All right, we're going out with Ride On. Show. All right.
Well, awesome. Send it to Joel. Send it to Joel after show, end track.
I'll send Ride it right On, now.
Which is, it would have to be one of their best songs ever.
Well, it is a little sad, but it's, do you know what it reminds me of? Big Log. Remember Big Log?
Yeah, great song. Robert Plant.
Robert Plant, yeah. And he was the lead singer of Led Zeppelin. That's right. Exactly. Big Log, right? It's like taking a shit, right?
Yeah, it is, I guess.
Yeah, I know. It's classic. And it's just a da 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 da. You know, it's just.
I would prefer to hear Ride On by Bon Scott, which has got to be one of the greatest songs that they did ever.
I think so. I think you're right. Yeah.
All right. We'll send it to Jolo.
I will.
And then promise him
$300. I'll give him $500. Why not?
No, just give him $300. You've been told.
Chrissy just told me that $300 is enough.
$300 is fine.
Yep. Okay.
All right, dude. I'm gonna go.
Bye.
Send Ride On to Jolo.
Gotta Ride On. Ride On.
Can you send it to Jolo?
I'll send it right now. All right, my friend.
We'll speak soon, boo.
Okay.
See you, dude. Bye.
It's another lonely evening in another lonely town. But I ain't too young to worry, and I ain't too old to cry when a woman gets me down. Got another empty bottle. Bed. Ain't too young to admit it. No, I'm not too old to lie. I'm just another empty head. The road.